Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality in a way that is extremely empowering. Speaking of exploring powerful perspectives, I would like to gift my book, The Golden Key, Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance, to you at goldenkey.gift, where you can get the audio or ebook as my gift to you by using the code POSITIVEHEAD at checkout.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. Welcome one and all. I am super grateful that you have joined me today on what is always another magical today. We have some magical days coming up here very shortly. We have the Lionsgate portal coming on August 8th. And we have this portal every year when the sun is in Leo. And the Earth aligns with the star Sirius and also with Orion's belt. And this alignment creates very potent energies, which are wonderful for manifesting. So keep that in mind as we enter into these next few days and even the days after. We manifest with our thoughts. We create our reality with our thoughts. And so where are your thoughts? This is a very important time. And so our thoughts are going to carry more weight in these hefty, energetic times. And so having that focus, or at least remembering to focus on that, to even ask yourself the question, to have the awareness of where are my thoughts today, and am I thinking the things that I want to think in order to create the reality that I desire? I found a really cool clip today from Carolyn Mace, and she is one of my favorite teachers of all time. I don't talk about her enough, but I like to bring her back in every now and again because she is such a jewel to me. I have learned so much from her, and one of her videos just popped up on my YouTube feed today, and I thought that this would be a really great thing to share during this time of the Lionsgate portal. Because what she's offering in this talk, and this is actually a very long talk that you can find on YouTube that was hours and hours long, that I'm only taking a very short clip of the first video of this hours and hours long presentation called Understanding Your Own Power. And so during this time of the Lionsgate portal, understanding how powerful we really are and how we are creating our reality is extremely important. So without further ado, I'm going to play this clip. Take a listen.
I talk to people now to use this image that you are a building. And once you're born, a lot of your structure is already in place. A lot of your structure is already determined once you're born. So once the building's built, all your movement then is inside the building. All your movement is about going up the floors. You can't move the structure once it's built. You can't move the Empire State Building. You can't move the Houses of Parliament. So once the building's built, you can move inside. So when you think about your life, once you're born, you can't undo what your influence. I can't undo the fact that I was born American. That's a given factor. I can't undo a whole lot. And so your first floor is essentially the factor that if you go into a first floor of a building and you look out the window, what you're going to see is the basics of your life and the most limited view from that building. You're going to see the ground, the street. You're going to get the foulest smells from the trash. And if you stay on the first floor of your building and you try to resolve your problems, you're not going to get very far. But it's still a reality for you. And when you live on the first floor of your building, you will think that you're the only one on the block. Okay? And you will get the idea that it's your block, and you call the shots on your block. And that's just the way it is. And no foreigner should be on your block. And that the size of your world is the size of that block. And as long as you maintain control, as long as things are peaceful on your block, why, you don't have to deal with any of the other problems in the world, because there is no other problems. You're on that block and that's it. And you start believing illusions that what goes on in the rest of the world doesn't apply to you, because your world is that block. And so there are certain illusions that actually become truth for you. They function like truth. They smell like truth. They taste like truth. Because so far as you're concerned, that is the truth. While you're in that first floor of that building. How many of you are in your first floor? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, all right. Okay. You know, here's the thing. Whether or not you admit it to me doesn't make a damn bit of difference. Because I'm not the one that's paying the price for it. I just got to tell you. But if you want your own life to change, or if you're dealing with an illness, or if there's anything going on in your life, don't play games with yourself. I will tell you that healing is ruthless honesty. Ruthless. I'm telling you, to the bone. So it's between you and yourself. But at the end of the day, you cannot lie to yourself and get away with it. What Teresa of Avila would say is, every lie is a reptile. And if you won't face it during the day, it'll come visit you at night. And reptiles see better at night than you. So be mindful of that. Okay. Now, here's the thing, as we go through this workshop, we're going to go up and we'll talk about views from the upper levels. But it is in your soul and it is in your nature to want to explore your building. It's just in your nature. Which is why you're compelled to ask questions like, I wonder what the purpose of my life is. And I know you have all perhaps thought or asked that question, have you not? Who has never wondered that? Who has absolutely never wondered that at all? Okay, so it is fair to say that you have all in some way thought, I wonder what the purpose of my life is. Fair enough? Okay, well, I will tell you this. You know, in prior to the generations of whom we are a part, that question was considered a prayer, not a question. It was a prayer. And you would have been in a monastery, and you would have asked permission to ask that question. Because if I would be your abbess, I would say, are you ready to ask that prayer, to say that prayer? Because as your abbess, I would know you're opening up then a profound, deep journey now. And I would know that you would, it would be inevitable that the dark night of the soul was going to come. It would be inevitable because that is holy language. What you're saying is, take away everything that's an illusion so my soul's purpose could come. Take away, you know. But the way people ask it today, it's like, can I have a more glamorous job? Because they don't get what this is. Because they don't understand holy language or the power of it at all. But your soul's compelled to make this journey to seek deeper and deeper and deeper. And with every floor you go up, if you, just for fun, go up a tall building and look out the window of every floor at the very same thing. And you see the very how the views change. And imagine that you're looking at your own life. And that with every level, you see a different vantage point of your own life. Of your own life. And nothing has changed on the outside. You've changed. You've changed your position. But when you change your position, everything on the outside changes. And that's the great truth that you learn. If I get higher, everything changes on my outside. I'm the one that has to get higher. But what you're also going to learn as this weekend goes by is that, like buying in a condo building, every floor up is more expensive. It's more expensive. It's going to cost you more money. And that nobody down here is interested in your views up here. That as you go up higher in your viewpoint, as you see the world bigger, and you get a wider lens on how you understand everything, people that don't have that wider lens are not interested in your wider lens. They don't live there. You're not interested in their wider lens, by the way. Remind yourself that, and I'm not interested in your wider lens, by the way. I want my lens just this big, until you don't, until there's something about your lens that no longer serves you. So you have to remind yourself, I'm no different than anybody else, but as soon as this lens doesn't work, I need to get a higher lens. It takes, and every single lens, what happens is as you get higher, the way you've understood your world to that point, all the players change. Everything changes. Everything. And it's as different as saying, on this world, on this floor, I believed the world was flat. Only up here I saw that it was round. And now I have to throw out all my flat world maps. And everybody down here still believes the world's flat, and I can't convince them it's round. And they still believe they fall off the edge of the earth and blah, 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 blah. And I just can't make any sense with them anymore, so I can't talk to them anymore. It drives me crazy. So you start realizing that you used to believe the world was flat too. And that if you break through that perception, it's going to be very difficult to hang out with flat worlders. It's going to be very difficult to hang out with flatlanders. And one of the common writings of mystics is that they would say, like Francis of Assisi or Teresa or any of the mystics, they would say, this is a very painful journey. This is very painful. Lord, help me. This is very, very painful. And when I was a baby Catholic and looking at that, you know, it's very, your inclination is to think, you know, that somehow heaven was torturing them. And that's how they got to be saints. They were going to get fried or tortured or, and like, who wants to go anywhere near that? And that's an association we still have, that going anywhere near the spiritual anything ends up with a broke bank account and torture and boils and just the most awful stuff. And so why would anybody, you know? But what they actually meant was this, and that's that the more I understand, the harder it is. The more I know, the more I get how really beautiful and conscious this universe is, the harder it is for me to live among the unconscious. That's what they meant. The more I realized that the trees actually understand me, and that they breathe together, and that they actually do feel a saw going through them, the more it is unbearable for me to hear them getting chopped down. It is unbearable. I don't know where to go when I hear the saws going through the trees. That's what Francis meant. He says, I can't bear it. I can't bear the sound of it. I know that they are hurting. And I can't bear it. This is what he meant. So when we talk about this business of becoming conscious, it is a journey of how conscious, of how much it really is about how much do I actually really want to know.
So I wonder, how many of you have asked yourself the question, how much do I really want to know? How far do I really want to go within myself? How honest am I able to be with myself? How scary is that to me? And that's a big one for a lot of people. It can often feel very scary to go down into the depths of yourself, maybe into your shame, into your guilt, into the sadness and depression. But going into it is always the way out. She made so many good points there. At the beginning, she's talking about the fact that we are a building. We are this structure. It reminds me of Bob Marley. The stone that the builder refused will always be the head cornerstone. You're a builder, and here I am, a stone. What he really meant there is what is true is always lying right in front of us. What we refuse to see is actually the truth and what is most important for us and is actually the foundation of our building, of our reality. And we have to take a really good look at it and accept it as a part of who we are. And when she's talking about that foundational level of the building, what she's actually talking about is the root chakra, everything that is building your foundation, your cornerstones. And in my experience, in my practice with working with people for as long as I have, it is the root chakra that when that is out of balance, it's so difficult to move forward. It's so difficult to move up from that level if you're stuck in that survival mode of the root chakra. Moving forward and raising yourself up incredibly hard in survival mode. And so that means we need to get ourselves out of survival mode, get ourselves out of those fear states. And like she said, stop playing games with ourselves. Be truly honest with ourselves, because if we're trying to lie to ourselves, we're never going to get away with it. Those reptiles are going to come at night and they truly can see better than we can. Those negative thoughts, those inner demons, they will eat away at us until we actually take a good look and show it lots and lots of love. Because that desire to seek deeper and deeper within ourselves is something that we're compelled to do, like she was talking about. We all have this feeling within us of wanting to know ourselves, of wanting to have those deeper questions answered, like, what is my purpose and what am I doing here and what is this all about? We all have those questions. And so we all have this desire to seek further. And then when we do seek further and we learn and we gain an understanding, then we have a personal responsibility to behave in those ways, to actually take in those understandings and act upon them. And when we don't, it gets harder. And that's the way we learn. And sometimes some of us need to learn harder than others. And that's okay, because we all get there. No matter what, we all get there. Some of us take a little longer. Some of us go a little quicker. And so having that understanding that those who are taking a little bit slower time than you are, that's okay. They're not going to understand your point. They're not going to be able to see it from your perspective, because their vantage point is what their vantage point is. And your vantage point is what your vantage point is. And the best thing that we can all do for one another is to really shine in our own vantage point and be authentically who we are in that moment right now. And at the end of the day, the only vantage point that matters is your own. The only truth that matters is your own. The only point on the journey that matters right now is where you are. And that is what is relevant, to focus on ourselves, on learning about ourselves, on loving ourselves, on accepting ourselves, so that we can do that more for the whole. The more we do this for ourselves, the more we shine our light for the whole. Doing this self-care work is so incredibly important. And during this Lionsgate portal time, I want us all to remember that self-care and loving ourselves is what is most beneficial for the whole, and to keep that intention of building that light within each one of us, so that the light within the oneness of all that we are is brighter and brighter. I think that's it for me today, everyone. I'm going to leave you with the song, but wait, before I do, one last call for our Lionsgate Portal 2 Enlightenment event, which I will put the link down in the show notes. This is going to be an incredible event happening Saturday, August 6th. Don't worry if you miss it. It will be recorded, and you can always grab it afterwards if you're hearing this late. I love you all so incredibly much. I'm going to leave you with the song for today by Symbolico, Knocking from the Inside. Until next time, I love you all.
Also, before we cue up today's song, as a quick reminder, don't forget to download the Golden Key audio or ebook as my free gift to you at goldenkey.gift using the Golden Key code POSITIVEHEAD. And please, if you enjoy my gift, leave a positive review on Amazon so others can unlock their lives with the help of the Golden Key as well.
At the door, it opens. I have been knocking from inside.
The
Do you know what it is like when you don't know what tomorrow or the next moment will be? When your mind cannot pick up the past moment? It is so beautiful. I don't know what's going to happen.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.